June, July, and August are high tide, and we all struggle with parking. I'm the first one to say we don't have a parking problem. We have a space, you know, an empty parking lot problem, so I'm happy to have full parking lots. I appreciate you and your job because you do stick to rules, and I think it's fair that you are consistent with everyone who develops their property. Even my little condos, I had a formula that I had to match and meet, and I think it's important that we all are held to the same rules. So beyond that, thank you for the consideration, and super exciting to see what might be coming for Grand Haven.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amber Bishinsky. I live on 101 North 3rd Street, right across from where this is supposed to be happening. If you live here year-round, I think you're very aware that parking is a problem. I realize that this hotel is being built for the three most popular months of the year during the summer. That is when parking is the most hard to come by. Being a resident right across the street, I'm concerned that our parking lot will be dealing with the overflow. It just doesn't seem possible to add more parking here. Saying that this will be a minimal effect on the residents is an extreme exaggeration and quite comical. Hearing construction for, I don't know how many months this will take, but I imagine it'll be quite some time, is quite disruptive. Claiming that the construction workers are going to bring in more revenue to the city is also comical. Most of these construction workers already live here. They aren't bringing any more value than they are already bringing. It's not like you're importing people to do this construction work. The building, quite honestly, looks like a prison or an insane asylum. It is a huge eyesore. It is massive in size. Being right across the road from it, I do not anticipate looking at it. Having no food or beverage in the hotel adds no benefit to the residents that live here year-round. Saying that you're not adding it to benefit the businesses downtown sounds like a cheap out for just not wanting to add it to the hotel. I'm not really sure what else to add to this. I feel like I've covered a lot. You talked about it financially benefiting, but again, you said that it's only going to financially benefit us for 3 months out of the year, and I think Grand Haven already benefits enough financially. So I'm not really sure. But that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Donna Schmidt. I live at 528 Elliott Avenue, but I also own 321 Washington. So I kind of agree that I'm not crazy about the look of this, but my biggest concern is traffic. I get people parking in front of my house on 528 Elliott in the summer. I can't imagine that if you have to staff this place, no less have guests in there at full capacity, how the heck are we gonna have anybody? Just this last Sunday, I was trying to pull out on 5th and Jackson. It took me 7 minutes to make a right-hand turn. How are we gonna handle the traffic with this many people coming into town?